are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Spy Family Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family, a manga podcast. This is Mission, or Chapter 60, and I am here by myself. I haven't been able to get a hold of old Luke Hollywood for about a week now, and I think that he's celebrating St. Patrick's Month. It's not just a day for him. He's Irish. It's the whole month, but here we are. I also might think that he's trying to avoid a Frankie chapter. But that's why this episode is a day late, hopefully not a dollar short, as we get into this. But before we do, let me tell you, there was a review on the Apple podcast from Zelda Cat, and I'm going to read that really quick. It's a 5-star review that has the title, Please Continue. I have noticed that a lot of people with their reviews are asking us to continue. And I don't know if that's because a lot of manga podcasts just end up bailing. I don't know, but we're planning on continuing. At least I am. I don't know about Luke Hollywood. I mean, he's off celebrating St. Patrick's Month. So here is what Zelda Cat says. I love this series. My friend got me into it a month or two ago, and that is a real friend. And I became addicted and have read every book multiple times. Well, that is cool. And it's kind of one of those things that Spy Family is so good. And I love marathoning it myself. Plus, it doesn't have 1,000 chapters, so you can just kind of go through it and enjoy it. And I do think there's more layers than it kind of shows at the beginning as kind of a goofy sitcom-y deal, but you always have those little extra things that you'll see and a couple cool little Easter eggs in this chapter after we get done this. I love your show. Please continue it. I think we will. And then ask, will you go over the movie Spy Family Code White when it comes out? We'll see. We haven't really dealt much with the anime or movies in a lot of these, but I would not be opposed to that. I'll talk to Luke Hollywood. If it's not St. Patrick's Month is the problem with him, and we'll see what happens. But here we are with Mission 60. And I've talked about it before, the idea of the politics in Spy Family. Yeah, it's politically based, but they're goofy politics. And a lot of the situations are kind of funny. It doesn't always get real dark. So what we end up having is a problem, east-west problem, of strawberry exporting and importing. Westalis can't get strawberries. And the problem then is that Foreign Minister Brantz, you know, Foreign Minister Brantz, he flew into a rage the other day because he didn't have strawberries on his birthday cake. Now, I don't know if that could be solved. His birthday's over. Are they going to get him another cake? Because even if they get strawberries, he's already upset that his birthday was ruined. I don't really like fruit on cakes like that. I'm not a big strawberry on a cake fan. But I guess that Foreign Minister Brantz, he's just being Foreign Minister Brantz. Now, Sylvia ends up thinking, okay, who am I going to get for this? Well, why don't we get the recently reintroduced Fiona Frost? And that is Nightfall. We know that she is in love with Lloyd / Twilight and will do anything for him and thinks that eventually she'll win him over with her crazy spy abilities. And so when she gets the deal of I have to, you know, fix this diplomatic crisis, what she needs is some forged documents. She's going to need some exporting documents and she goes to Lloyd right away, maybe for info. Maybe for documents or maybe just to googly eye him, which she does. And he end up where she needs to forge a state seal for an export license. They're going to get all this so they can get some strawberries in. And Lloyd says, well, I have a person. I have a guy. Now, if you're paying attention, you probably would guess the guy is Frankie. But I do like they kind of do a little swerve because you expect her then to go off to the tobacco stand, but she doesn't. She goes to an apartment. She goes down an alley, down some stairs, goes to an apartment that has a doorbell that says press button for service. I do like that they have the panel, the button, then they have and they've translated the little placard that says press button for service. And then next to it, it's translated to tell you that it says press button for service. I have a feeling they weren't going to translate that placard at first, but you see it. She is too smart. She also has her matrix glasses on and a trench coat. She's undercover. But she's not just going to press that doorbell. She knows that people put traps on doorbells, so she presses it with a pen, and the pen ends up getting shocked. It actually melts the pen cap, so I'm not so sure she wouldn't have been hurt a little. But now we're going to go through a progression of ridiculous traps, where Fiona goes in and there's the classic chalk eraser, which almost falls and might have messed up her hair or outfit. That ends up a big puff of chalk dust. Then she's walking, she sees some things, she goes to pick it up, and oh my god, she almost gets hit by suction cup arrows and a spring-loaded boxing glove. And then you end up having a classic riddle as just a joke. You know, I walk on four legs in the morning, two legs during the day, and three in the evening. What am I? And it is man. But she doesn't really answer as she's getting chased by an Indiana Jones boulder somehow in the hallway of this apartment, and then she goes into a door and is immediately attacked by a gun-toting guy in a black hood and says, "You're pretty good, lady." And that's where you end up having her say, "You must be the asset Franklin." So we know it's Frankie. He's playing this game. And then he's like, "Oh, big fan. Here for an autograph?" And then she says the secret code, "Good day," or rather, "Good evening." And then says, "I have a job for you." And he's like, "Oh, so you're a friend of his," and takes off the mask. Also, as a little Easter egg, as I said earlier, he has a chicken and bear or bear and chicken shirt on that actually is a bear sitting in a seat, just like Lloyd was in the Volume 1 trade on the cover of that. So that's kind of a little cool deal. Now, Luke doesn't like Frankie, but Frankie to me is just that funny guy who is just, he's a loser in love. He really wants a girlfriend. And I don't know, at points you see him, he'll get spiffed up at one point and it's kind of funny. He has a big man bun, but I don't think he's that much of a loser. He's a nice guy. He tries, maybe too hard. Maybe that's the deal. But he ends up, because the gun that he has against Fiona's head, I guess you want to show that it's not really a gun, because he ends up and he says, "You look like you might qualify for my pretty lady special discount," and then presses the trigger of the gun and a flower pops out, and then Fiona's leaving. She's like, "Yep, I get the wrong guy." And he's like, no, it is me. I'm Frankie. I'm the one who's here. I'm going to do this. And yeah, I just have a crazy sense of humor. Come on. She does come back in and says, "I need an official seal." He's like, "Oh, forged papers, huh? I have a guy to do that." And that's the thing with Frankie. Frankie doesn't do a lot himself, but he does have a lot of friends that will do that. But he's kind of that middleman. And he says, "Hey, what document? When do you need it? How much are you willing to pay? What's your favorite food? Do you like movies?" Like he's desperately trying to get a date with Fiona. Fiona, who is desperately in love with Lloyd, but that's never going to do anything or happen. So it's one of those things. Now, I think that Frankie and Fiona should probably date, but that's just me. Now, we do also find out that Frankie's name, at least this alias, is Frankie Franklin, which is ridiculous, and I'm sure Luke would throw shade at that. But Fiona insists that she go with Frankie to meet the forger, to meet the contact. This is not what Frankie usually does, but she is very convincing. But they have to get a hold of this guy called the Quill. And how they do that is by requesting a song on the radio. And you end up where he ends up, the listener, King Scruffy, has a request that recently on a work trip to Bayonne, I had just ordered a whiskey at the bar when, and the Quill hears this on the radio. I like that right before that you get the love theme from Berlin in Love. I'm sure Becky's favorite deal, but that is the cue for the Quill to show up at this one bar that is kind of Japanese for hangout. But when they get there, they have to kind of go in disguise, and not just disguise. You end up having Frankie say that Fiona looks like a narc. So she has to dress up. They do end up dressing up as fancy to do, I don't know, influencers almost. Frankie has a big man, but I said that earlier. Pretty cool. And Fiona's just dressed up as kind of like this hot model. She has an F, pendant on a chain for a necklace. Also, through this, it's hilarious because Frankie is all excited that he thinks this is a date. Fiona is very angry and hates everything about it. But while they go through this bar, everybody that she comes up to, Fiona goes, "Hey, sup, sup, what's up?" That's all she keeps saying. But nobody recognizes Fancy Frankie here until he kind of shows himself to the bouncer. But one of the things that you have to like about this is it does show that people do like Frankie. Frankie is a nice guy, and everybody at the bar, everybody there does like him, even when he is kind of showing off Fiona as his girlfriend. And they're all shocked. "Oh my God, you got a woman? How did that happen, Frankie? Oh my God." And he's being all cool about it. Like, "Listen, if you end up just taking your time and being yourself," he has all these tips that he's giving. "You know, stay positive, my friends, and your time will come." And it's driving Fiona nuts. But they finally get to the Quill, and you're going to have this idea here where the Quill, who does the forging, not used to anybody but Frankie coming, so that throws him off. But also Fiona kind of pushes ahead and says, "Here's my offer," and throws a paper at him. And he looks and he's like, "Nope, not enough money, and I don't like the deadline," throws it down and walks away. So he leaves. He leaves the bar. It seems like, oh no, there's big trouble. And when they go out, though, Fiona mentions that it looks like the SSS might be following Quill, and they end up calling it. Now, Quill says, "Oh my God, Frankie, you got a tail? What's going on? You should be more careful." Where he's like, no. And Fiona claims, "No, it must be these clients, these other clients," because he mentions that, "I got other clients that I could do easier work for more money." And she claims that maybe these sus clients are what ended up tipping off the SSS and that. Now, by the end, it does feel like Fiona has done this herself to cause this trouble that she can now get the Quill out of to kind of endear herself to him. Frankie calls her out on it later, and she's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." Now, one of the funniest things would have been, in my mind, is to see that, in fact, they're not SSS, that they're just regular guys with Fiona and Sylvia and Lloyd. And later they're like, "She didn't say she was going to kick me in the face." Just, I actually expected that joke by the end, because as these guys are trying to knife, kick, punch, kill the Quill, you end up having Fiona step in and just wreck house. I mean, she does have high heels on at one point, just destroys this guy's face. So I hope that they are actually SSS agents and she actually isn't hurting some of her friends or our colleagues. But they end up running away from these attacks. And again, that does kind of endear her to the Quill. Now, in the meantime, she ends up stopping this guy with the knife, picks up the knife, and then almost gets shot. Some guy ends up taking a shot. Frankie jumps in the way and knocks Fiona over and actually takes a bit of the bullet to the arm, which he thinks is cool because he thinks this is going to really make Fiona like him. Also, he's kind of laying on top of her in an alley, and he doesn't forget to mention that. He's like, "Oh, I'm not just on top of you for the sexiness. I actually ended up saving you. There was a bad guy with a gun. Didn't you see?" Well, then when he looks, you realize that she did see it, and actually had hit the guy with the knife that she had picked up in the hand. He's like, "Oh, I guess you didn't need my help at all." And then they start running again, but he's trying and he's doing well. And by the end, I really did think that she was kind of falling for him a little, though she still loves Lloyd, but it's kind of a funny deal because they do all of this. They end up getting the SSS out of the way, and you do actually have the Quill agree that, you know, he will do these forged documents. He'll make the seal for them, but she's going to have to pick it up later at the tobacco shop from Frankie. But in the meantime, you have Fiona ask Frankie, like, "Which side are you on? You're this guy doing these work and doing all this." And he's like, "I'm not on any side. I'm not a fan of either side. There's something, at least something bothers me of both sides. But I think everything's too rigid and oppressive. I like to shake things up." See, he's a troublemaker. He says, "So I like to shake things up with a little trouble sometimes. Guess I'm going through a rebellious phase." And I like that in that you get the Quill's like, "Ha, I feel that. Like, Frankie is a likable guy. These people do like him. Fiona is, it drives her nuts. I mean, really, when I say the idea that they should date, it is kind of the opposite to track because of how, you know, crazy she is. And he's crazy in a different way on the other side of just being that rebellious, goofy guy. He's always telling jokes, all that stuff. But he's a nice guy. I don't know why Luke hates him so much, but you end up where she calls him a pathetic, small man. And yeah, he ends up saying, "You really are awful. You know that? Does anyone like you?" And then she says, "Shut up before I shoot you." And he's like, "I'll shut up." And then you end up ending the whole play where he's there at the tobacco shop. She shows up and says, "I'll take a copy of the Daily OST, please." And then Frankie, like not even looking up, is like, "Oh, how's it going, grumpy lady?" And then gives her the paper, but also the documents, and said that the quill worked extra fast on this one, even though he didn't want to at first, but he did. And yeah, and said, "Yeah, but he also charged you 50% more. But then also says, by the way, I got to ask, those SSS agents, there's no way it was you who called them on us, right?" And she's like, "I have no idea what you're talking about," because that was what turned the tide to get them to work. Now, if that is the case, she really did think ahead. But thinking ahead in a way of knowing that it might fail to then call them is very odd. But you think that she did that. That is, you know, pure Fiona Frost right there. So he ends up and Frankie continues being kind of flirty with her and says, "Such ugly methods from such a pretty girl." And then he's like, "Sheesh." And he's doing the old manga sweats. And then she says, "By the way, do you know somebody who forges fine art? Or do you know any good safe crackers? Because I'll be back for another job soon." And then he like looks and you think that he's going to be like, "Oh my God, this is like a date. I think that she likes me. I think I have a girlfriend." No, he's like, "Are you kidding me? I'm not working with you anymore. If I do, I'll lose all my friends. Never again. I'm out." And then it ends. So it is kind of a funny twist by the end that how crazy Frankie wants to have a girlfriend, or at least hang. You would guess that if Fiona wasn't so over the top, that he just wouldn't mind. And every time they'd meet, he'd say, "Oh, we got to get dressed up like this." And then he'd kind of go and show her off to everyone, even if that's not part of the mission or anything like that. But she's just too over the top. He can't deal with it. Plus, I mean, it does affect his livelihood, because at the end of this, you never know. The quill might have said, "Listen, I'll do this, but we're not working together anymore because, you know, you kind of went against the rules throughout this whole thing and it was a mess and whatnot." But as you see, Frankie doesn't just count them as, you know, these people who do jobs and a forger, whatever. They're friends of his as well, because he's kind of a sad sack. He doesn't have a lot of friends, which also shows you that he considers Lloyd one of his very good friends. I don't know if Lloyd would think that, though I hope he would, because Frankie, I think, is a nice guy. Not my favorite guy in the whole series. I mean, not even close, but I do like him. And when he does pop up, because again, it's like Yuri. Yuri's just so over the top annoying. Yuri to me is like Fiona, but Frankie, I don't find him annoying. And I think at most points he's done in, you know, pretty, you know, small doses. I think it works. Plus, he ends up, especially going forward, he ends up being a guy who Lloyd always counts on, not just as an informant, but as a babysitter, as this, that, a dog sitter we had already. So I think he comes through. I think that he is just kind of a guy who wants people to like him. So I like him. The heck with Luke Hollywood. If he doesn't show, he doesn't go, as they say. But that is it for this chapter. I'm going to say that this is, it's an 8 out of 10. You know, it's those side things. I can't get too crazy about it, but it is fun. And you do get Frankie Franklin. You get the t-shirt that has the logo. That's pretty much a take on the first volume trade. So you have some funny little things as well. And we learn some more stuff. And we kind of get reminded that Fiona Frost is insane and kind of a jerk. But I think that she, you know, she has a, I don't know, a heart of gold, but she's not as over the top as she tries to portray as well. She loves the Lloyd, but doesn't everybody? I mean, Becky, your Fiona, everybody, maybe Sylvia, probably Frankie. They all love him. They all love Lloyd. But that is it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sorry for that. It is a day late. Hopefully, I can get Luke Hollywood to join me next week. But that is that. And I will talk to you all later.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.